This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. What is a blessing to be here in the house of Allah to talk about the very subject, the subject of Tawheed, monotheism. And by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will begin today talking about this subject through a matn. A matn is a summarized text, kind of precise, concise words that requires explanations. Matn al-usul al-thalath, the three fundamental principles. بعض الناس يقولون الثلاثة أصول, the three principles. So you end up, ولكن القول الصحيح أو العنوان الصحيح هي الأصول الثلاثة, the three fundamental principles. Which is what they know. ما هي الأصول الثلاثة؟ Which every Muslim must know. Allah, the Deen, and the one who conveyed the Deen, the Messenger. This knowledge is obligatory. Imagine how many Muslims right now, they don't even know who Allah is. The concept of Tawheed, the essence of Tawheed. They don't know what Islam, that the essence of Islam is, they know it. And that knowledge is a key to understand the Quran, to understand the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why the author called it the three fundamental principles. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of the deen, al-Islam, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi, the one who conveyed the deen to us. And في حديث العباس ابن عبد المطلب, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الحديث أخرجه الإمام مسلم, الإمام مسلم compiled this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد رسولا. The one who is contented, عنده رضا, he is pleased with Allah being his messenger, Islam being his religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being Islam being Allah being his Lord, Islam being his religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being his messenger, will taste the taste of faith. The taste of faith. Now, how a Muslim will become contented with something that he doesn't know? That's the question. Why Muslims are not enjoying Islam? Islam is an enjoyment. Islam is fun. Islam is a lot of fun. I'm telling you, Islam is a good thing. Islam gives you what people are looking for out there. But the lack of knowledge of who Allah is, of what Islam is all about, the messengership, not knowing the messenger, would turn a person away instead of being contented and pleased with it. وشوف يا إخوة هذا الأمر, سبحان الله. الحديث أيضا أخرجه الإمام مسلم. Pay attention to this hadith. من قال حين سمع النداء, whoever utters the following words after he hears the adhan, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا غفر له ذنبه. All his previous sins will be forgiven. Imagine you're supposed to say that 5 times a day after each adhan. You're supposed to say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا يغفر لك ما تقدم من ذنبك. ما تقدم من ذنبك. الله سبحانه وتعالى will forgive your previous sins. طيب. Here it is. This is how important these three fundamental principles are. Imagine when each one of us leave this world, carried, placed beneath the ground, covered with sand and dirt. في حديث البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنهما, والحديث أخرجه الإمام الحاكم في المستدرك, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم told us about two angels who will come and walk the deceased up. يوقظون الميت ينتهران, they will intimidate him, and guess what, they will ask him about these three areas. Who is your Lord? What is your religion? And who is your messenger? Or in another wording, what do you say about your messenger? Is that important or what? Come on, is it important or what? This is amazing. Don't you want to taste the sweetness? And we know in another hadith, hadith Anas, that طعم الإيمان الإيه حلو ذاق حلاوة الإيمان. حديث أنس في الصحيحين, حديث العباس ذاق طعم الإيمان. He will taste إيمان, but we know the taste of إيمان is what? Sweet. Don't you want to taste the sweetness of faith in this world? ولذلك ابن تيمية has a very famous line when he said, إن في الدنيا لجنة. في الدنيا there is a جنة, there is a paradise. من لم يدخلها, whoever does not enter into the جنة in the world, لا يدخل جنة الآخرة. He is not going to enter the جنة in the hereafter. You know what جنة he's talking about? جنة الطاعة. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. هذه الجنة. When a person sticks to the submission, Allah will give him the جنة in this world. This is the إخوة, the reason why we should study this matn, we should go over it. Because this matn is about these three elements, three principles, three fundamental principles, which are the foundation of our deen. I'm going to laugh here because normally, من عادة الشراح, it is the tradition of those who explain a book that they immediately should introduce the author. That is entitled to this, right? He's the one who authored the book. هو من ألف المد. The author is he's entitled. We should give him his what?
But subhanAllah, هذا رجل يدعو, this man.
أبى الله إلا أن يزيد بحسناته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refused, but he should receive increase in his hasanat. You cannot imagine how this man is attacked right and left for no reason. And I will share with you a story that I heard from Sheikh Ali Ishaq al-Hawaini, hafidhahullah, which is very interesting, which really going to introduce the author to you, and it's going to send you a message too that is important. And this is the real story. Actually, the Sheikh heard it from one of the scholars or one of the students of knowledge in Biladat al-Mamlaka in Saudi Arabia. Some young man who is really a student of knowledge, you could call him. He got very ill, sick. And they recommended for him England or Turkey to go and be admitted into a hospital there. The man said, no, maybe England is too much fitna for me. Huh? Let me go to Turkey, at least it's a Muslim country, I'm a Muslim. Maybe, lesser fitna on me. Father, subhanAllah, he was admitted into the hospital, and he would, every salah, go to the next door masjid to observe the salah. And he noticed the imam of the masjid almost stand up and warning the people against Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. And this is our author. Wahhabi, Wahhabiyya, Wahhabi, Wahhabiyya. He's right. Of course, he was hidden in the crowd and he used to wear his Saudi kana. So look at that man, he's very small. He decided to take off this. He decided to look like everyone else. And after one of the salah, he came and he shake the hand of the imam. Salaamu alaykum, I'm really admiring the masjid and all of this. And I had that swag for you. The following day, he came to him and he brought him a thawb, a garment. He kind of build up. He would ask him questions. Yeah, just to. And one day he came back to him and he brought Kitab al-Tawheed. Who authored Kitab al-Tawheed? But he did something very interesting. He took the cover out. He stripped the cover off. قطع الجلد. جلد من الكتاب. كتاب دون مؤلف. A book without an author. And he said to him, Imam, I trust your knowledge and, you know, someone giving me this book to read and I don't really know should I read it or not. So, can you please give me nasiha? Here's the book. He took the book. Okay, I'll come back to you. The following day, he came and he asked him, what do you think about this book? Man, this guy only says Quran and Sunnah. He doesn't even say a word. It's only Quran and Sunnah. Everything is Quran and Sunnah. You should read it. So he looked at him. By the way, the author is Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. What Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab does, ya ikhwan, is evidence. Tariq al-Salaf, the way of the Salaf. Ma, the Salaf, our righteous predecessors, they never speak out of their mind. The problem we have now, the problem a lot of Muslims are going astray, that you find there are a lot of people who are very eloquent, but they don't connect the people to the deen, they connect the people to themselves. To the eloquence.
My job sitting here is to connect you to Allah and His Messenger. Udhu ila sabili Rabbi. Call people to Allah, not yourself. And for you to do this, you must what? Give evidence. You must say, Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah. No more than that. And this is what the man does. And this is why he is resented. So I thought I would introduce the author to you this way, without having to go through his biography too much. I invite you to go and study it. It's a very interesting biography. He is alim, mujtahid, faced a lot of fitna. You know, he restored tawheed in the Arabia. The Arabs, you need to understand, they went into the worship of the graves again. The worship of idols again. Almost, he brought them back to tawheed. And alhamdulillah for that. But I really, there is a message here that I get from that story, which is, let's say that you walk into a masjid and you stand up and you say, brothers and sisters, people, I'm a Salafi. I'm a Wahhabi. 75% of the people will leave. Do you think this was the right move? I'm asking. That tasawwuf story? Was that the right move? Was it the right thing to do? No. Delay. Asma al-nas al-haq. Let people hear the truth. Don't these labels. Listen. It's very unfortunate in the Ummah now that, we get these questions from certain people. And Baba says, Sheikh, are you a Salafi? How are you going to answer that person, are you a Salafi? Well, you know what? I wish I have. I'm doing my best to be. That's, I would like to be. You know, but I'm not. Yeah, you want to tell me that you're following Abu Bakr and Umar 100%. Listen, you're striving. So the point I'm trying to make here is, if the names and the titles, listen, I'm not asking you to denounce the title. No. Don't take my words out of context, and I'm sure there are people out there who would. But what I'm trying to say here is what is important is the people hearing the message. Look at this young man. He's a student of knowledge. He understood how to get this imam. By the way, this imam went to study in Saudi Arabia. Later on, this young man contacted Sheikh bin Baz, and Sheikh bin Baz brought him to Saudi Arabia to study with him. That's the rest of the story that you don't know. But would I have gone there and said, I have this, and no problem. Hikmah. We live in a very trying time now. And we want people to hear the truth. And there are a lot of people out there who just defame you and me. Oh, Wahhabi. Oh, Salafi. Oh, nah, hear the truth. We talk about Tawheed. We talk about Sunnah. We talk about saying with Allah with our actions. That inna salati wa nusri lillah. I want to follow Rasulullah. So Allah said, that's what I'm talking about. That's what you're talking about. But now do not deprive the people from your da'wah, your call, because of a name tag. It's important that you believe in that name, that you have that name. But don't make it the issue. Don't make it the issue. Tayyib. It's also the habit of the people who explain a certain book, that they introduce the book in brief. But here's what I expect from you, because inshallah, every Tuesday, in the night ta'ala, I'm going to have that beautiful meeting, inshallah. I really, really, really hope that you would memorize the text. You choose the language. You want to do in Arabic, you want to do in English, it's up to you. But we will make both available for you. Ya ikhwah, one of the keys to have knowledge is to memorize the tune, is to memorize, summarize texts, especially for Musa and these little ones. It's very important. That stuff is a key, and this is how they used to teach children. They used to get children to memorize the Mutun, especially Mutun Tawheed, the Mutun that talks about Tawheed. طيب الأصول الثلاثة, like I said, the three fundamental principles which the author is addressing is who Allah is, what is Islam, who is the messenger of Allah. So this is what the main subject of the map, of the book, let's call it a book, small book. That's the main subject. But the author, subhanAllah, صدر للموضوع بثلاثة مقدمات. He introduced the subject after presenting three important introductions. Or through an introduction made of three parts. I would leave. You see, look, the main text is what, وَإِذَا قِيلَ, the main text, مَا الْأُصُولُ الثَّلَاثَ, that's the main text, right? When it is said to you, when you're asked, what are the three fundamental principles? الَّذِي يَجِبْ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ مَعْرِفَتِهَا, which is obligatory on every person to know. فَقُلْ, say, مَعْرِفَةُ الْعَبْدِ رَبَّهُ, that you know who Allah is, you know your Lord. وَدِينَ, you know your religion. وَنَبِيَّ, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and you know your message. So this is the main subject of the man, of the book. But before he came to this, he gave an introduction made of three pieces. The first piece, hear it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I'lam rahimaka Allah. Know, may Allah have mercy upon you. أنه يجب علينا تعلم أربعة مسائل, that it is obligatory, mandatory upon you and me to learn four matters. One, العلم, you must learn. You must learn. Number one, you must learn. Learn what? وهو معرفة الله ومعرفة نبيه ومعرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة. The knowledge of who Allah is, the deen al-Islam is, the messenger is, who the messenger is, with evidence. With what? Evidence. بالأدلة. So this is matter number one. Of course, we're going to go back to this to explain this. طيب, matter number two, الثانية, that knowledge must lead to action. العمل به, you must act upon that knowledge. What benefit do you get that you know Allah is your Lord? If you don't pray, if you don't worship Allah, if you don't, I want to ask you this question. Didn't Iblis know who Allah is? The Iblis Ra'a. Iblis was there. But Did this knowledge benefit him? هل نفعته المعرفة؟ ما نفعته. ما نفعته. طب اليهود والنصارى يعرفون رسول الله كما يعرفون أبناءهم. They know the message of Allah, the Jews and the Christians, more than they know their own kids. Did this knowledge benefit? Of course, few of them, yes, but manfaat. Knowledge, then you act upon that knowledge. And if you don't act upon it, the knowledge becomes what? Becomes a nightmare. ولذلك حديث أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه والحديث في البخاري A man will have his intestines coming out of his dubur, of his ribs. And he will go around it like a donkey. ويدور حولها كما يدور الحمار في البحر. Like a donkey dragging and grinding. So the people will come to him and they will say to him, Ya Fulan, ألم تكن تأمرنا وتنهانا? In the dunya, you used to teach us to do this and not to do this. Why do you do this? He said, I used to tell you to do it and I didn't do it. And I used to tell you not to do it and I was doing it. Imagine, لعلم. ولذلك شوف. غير المغضوب عليهم. من المغضوب عليهم? Without the criteria, what is the criteria for them to receive that animal? Well, they had the knowledge and they did not act upon it. It's not exclusive to them. No. It applies to any person who has a knowledge and he doesn't act upon it. Yes, the hadith indicates, in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, that they are. Yeah. But anyone, a dhali, acting without knowledge, acting without what? Knowledge. Which is who? Based on the hadith, Christians. But again, anyone, we have the extreme Sufis in our religion. They don't want to do things without what? Bidun ilm, bidun daleel. For anyone who acts without knowledge, still what? What a dhaleen applies to what? Applies to them. For ilm, then amal. علم دين عمل طيب after you learn and you act upon what you learn what should you do what should you do يا إخوة call I said this before and I say it again you know when you have a revolution ثورة when there is a ثورة in a country You know the best way to protect your revolution is what? What is the best way? Is to export it. Is to export it. Sahih. Look what Shia in Iran, what they did. That's one of the principles. Thawra Islamiya, the so-called Thawra Islamiya. The Ayatollah, what they said when they did that revolution, they said, for us to protect that revolution and for it to live, we must export it. We must sell it to the people around us. And non-Muslims do this. I mean, America goes to other countries to export what? Democracy. That's a protection. And that's why they say, people, the transatlantic, they say, they are a threat to our world. You have a good one. Threat to our democracy. And likewise, Islam applies the same principle here. The same principle here. Also. Call people to this. You have to. Especially if you learned and you acted upon it, you have to still what? Call people to it. At that. Now,
having knowledge, acting upon that knowledge, calling people to that, would make you exposed to a lot of fear. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. You think shaitan is going to like someone that the fish in the depth of the sea has come out forgiven. Tir, the birds. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Inna al-'aam, the learned person, call people to the deen. Yastaghfiru lahu kull shay. Yastaghfiru lahu kull shay. Everything ask Allah to forgive him. Hatta al-nam, even the ant, hatta al-hitab. Certainly this person will be resented, will be hated, especially if you're propagating the truth. So you must be well patient. So this is the first introduction. The first piece, the third of the introduction is, and subhanAllah, these four things were mentioned in one chapter. What chapter? وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Iman is knowledge. Iman is ilm. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they acted. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. The four. ولذلك الإمام الشافعي and others, by the way, not just the Imam الشافعي, they say that would it been only Surah Al-Asr revealed in the Quran, it would have been sufficient because of this. Because look at this, your mission. Your mission is identified right now. You don't have to go any place else. Your mission is to learn who Allah is, what is Islam, who is the Messenger of Allah. You act upon it, you call people to it, and be patient. You do this until you die, inshallah, you can. What about that? Do you need any other thing? Is that confusing? Huh? That's simple. Extremely simple. You don't have to worry about the thing. So this is the first. Inshallah, we're going to go back to this. The second introduction, or the second piece, where the author introduced the subject, you see, it's an introduction made of three pieces. The second piece, اعلم رحمته الله. Know may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you. أنه يجب على كل مسلم ومسلمة تعلم هذه الثلاث مسائل. He must learn the following three subjects. Number one, أن الله خلقنا ورزقنا. Allah is the one who created us. See, for explaining Surah Al-Mulk, the emphasis on this. Allah is king right now. And I'm going to repeat this again because it's very important. Atheism is the fastest growing religion in the face of this earth right now. Nobody had. Why? Because these kids, they go through a curriculum where the creator is not identified. It's vague, wishy-washy. It's not definite. Shuf, Islam makes it what? Crystal clear. So I have my family, and he's like, it's a family business here.
Yellow.
Is that a lot of money? So, you must know that Allah is the creator. Over there in school, they tell you Mother Nature, they tell you you are a chimpanzee, and then somehow you turn Darwin, evolution, you change. Energy creates itself. All that stuff confuses what? The moment, this book is, the moment that you consider that there is another creator beside Allah, forget it. Forget it. If you know that Allah is the one who made everything, plus, هو خالقي هو رزق خلاص فشوف أن الله خلقك الله created you ورزقك and he is the one who gave you what you have. طيب did he create you for no purpose؟ أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا we created you for no purpose؟ وَلَمْ يَتْرُكَ مَا هَمَلَا He did not neglect us. بَلْ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا He sent to you and me a messenger to let you know your mission. And your mission is what? Where is your mission? No, the fourth. To know who he is. What is the theme? The messenger. To act upon this. To call people to it and to be patient. فَمَنْ أَطَاعَهُ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ If you obey this, you will enter Jannah. You will be admitted to Jannah. وَمَنْ أَصَاهُ دَخَلَ النَّارَ And whoever disobeys this will enter hell. Crystal clear. There is no what? There is no way we were good, we were all good, and all that stuff is what? Straightforward. Two. The second matter is أن الله لا يرضى أن يشرك معه أحد في عبادته لا ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل Allah سبحانه وتعالى will not accept that you associate someone to worship with him. Regardless of the status of this person, whether he is a prophet, near angel, or a sent messenger. Ship, no ship. No ship whatsoever. Of course, the author of each one of those will provide evidence, and we're going to go back to this, and we're just going through the summary of the book for you. طيب. Number three. أن من أطاع الرسول ووحد الله لا يجوز له ولك من حاد الله ورسوله. And this is the forgotten. This is the forgotten component of Islam. To love and to resent. إن قلوب بني آدم بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبها كيف يشاء.
The hearts of the children of Adam are between two fingers of the fingers of Allah. Allah turns them this way or this way. وحديث جبريل إذا أحب الله عبدا نادى يا جبريل.
When Allah loves someone, He will call upon Jibreel and He will say, "Oh Jibreel, I love so and so, love him." Then Jibreel will call upon the angels, "Oh angels, Allah loves so and so, love him."
Then what? تُمَّنُوضَ وَلَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
Then the acceptance, the love of that person will be placed away. In the heart of who? The people.
When Aisha radiallahu anha kept dragging and dragging about Khadija. Khadija is dead. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of her all the time. What's wrong with you? You mention her, she's dead. Allah has replaced her with all these beautiful spouses you have.
Ya Aisha, O Aisha, لَقَدْ رُزِقْتُ حُبَّهُ.
Her love was placed here. I can't help it.
Billahi alaykum, to meet somebody that you never met in your life before.
And just, man, I love this guy.
Don't you come up, have you ever came across this? He
says, Billahi alaykum. Now, let's make sense out of all this. Because a lot of people don't understand that that's clear.
Billahi alaykum, will Allah turn my heart to love someone who doesn't believe in Allah?
You're getting it or not? So if this person doesn't believe in Allah, you think Allah will turn my heart to love him? Mustaheel. That's why it's impossible.
لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا.
Impossible. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. They believe in Allah and the hereafter. يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. They have love for people who don't believe in Allah and His Messenger. Listen. We're not talking about treatment here. We're not talking about dealing with one another. We're not talking about interacting with one another. No. As long as the person is not combatant, treat her with kindness. Be nice to them. Give them that one. لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. As long as the person doesn't harm, treat him with respect. Treat him kindly, as long as he does not find in you. But the love and the resentment is not in my hand. I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's not in my hand. A person who obeys Allah and His Messenger will never do this. Will never do it. The last piece of the introduction. اعلم أرشدك الله بطاعته. SubhanAllah, this one he made dua that Allah, may Allah guide you to His obedience, to the obedience of Allah. You notice that the first two he said, اعلم رحمك الله, right? No, may Allah have mercy on you. The third one he said, اعلم, no, may Allah direct you to obedience, to the obedience of Allah, His Messenger. اعلم أرشدك الله بطاعته أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم. The straight religion, the straight deen, the way of Ibrahim. هي أن تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين. That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, you seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your worship sincerely. وبذلك أمر الله جميع الناس. And with this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded all people. وخلقهم لها. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them for that. This is the introduction. Then he goes into the main subject, which is فإذا قيل ما الأصول الثلاثة,
when it is said what are the three fundamental principles,
التي يجب على كل إنسان, التي يجب على الإنسان معرفتها,
that every person must know, فقل, say that you know your Lord, you know your deen, you know your messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
فthis is the إخواني in brief the introduction to the three fundamental principles, which inshallah we will begin next Tuesday with the introduction inshallah. But for us to يعني be productive, you can attend as many lectures as you want. I expect you inshallah before coming next time, that you memorize the first part of the introduction. You said the introduction is made of what?
Three.
I want you to memorize the first part. Just the first part, without the evidence. Just memorize. If you want to explore more evidence, just go ahead. What is the first part, the effort which I want you to memorize? Huh? And you have the choice. I would rather have you do it in Arabic and English. But you have the choice between Arabic and English. What does it say? اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب علينا تعلم أربع مسائل, الأولى العلم, وهو معرفة الله ومعرفة نبيه ومعرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة, الثانية العمل به, الثالثة الدعوة إليه, الرابعة الصبر على الأذى فيه. Know by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have mercy upon you, that it is obligatory, you don't have a choice, upon you to have knowledge of four matters. Number one, knowledge of Allah, knowledge of the deen of Islam, knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, you act upon that knowledge. Number three, you call people to that. Number four, patiently persevering and bearing any burden, any harm encountered because of that, because of your belief or because of your doubt. Can we memorize this? Is it hard?
No.
Ideally, Arabic English. Huh? Arabic English, ideally. And inshallah, we're going to go through the evidence which the author used inshallah. But let's quickly explain Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, because he started it with what? He started his book with what? Before he said اعلم رحمك الله, he said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the author started his book or booklet or man with it, اقتداء بكتاب الله, following the book of Allah. Doesn't every chapter in the Quran begins with Bismillah except one chapter? Every chapter begins with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, except one chapter, the Quran, the Tawbah. So everyone, if you want to initiate or do something, you should start with what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also, اقتداء برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, following the footsteps of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every time the Prophet would send a message to somebody, he would start it with what? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طب, what about Sulaiman when he sent the letter to the Queen of Sheba? إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent these letters to Caesar, to the Persian emperor, or to the Muqawqas of Egypt, he started his letter with what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also, there is a hadith out there, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah has a very interesting opinion about it. The hadith that Sheikh is spoken about, but subhanAllah, that the Sheikh, he actually mentioned it in his explanation of the three fundamentals. which the hadith says that anything that begins without Bismillah is what? كل شيء لا يبدأ بسم الله فهو If anything that starts without Bismillah is what? Iskara. It's not. Yani the meaning is right. But the chain has been weakened by a lot of the experts of hadith. But the meaning is right. Because when you say Bismillah, that's what you bring the barakah. Don't you bring the barakah? Like when you eat, you say Bismillah, the food is what? You bring the barakah daily, inshallah. Bismillah, the scholar, they say, there is a verb that is not mentioned here. What verb? نحو يعني, we're talking about grammar. What verb? What verb? At مبتدأ. I'm sorry. Or a verb. A verb actually. هي مبتدأ. يعني it's position in the verse مبتدأ. But there is a verb that is not mentioned, which is what? أكتب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So أكتب is not mentioned. أكتب. What does it mean أكتب? Because he wrote this. So before he wrote this, he said, أكتب I write in the name of Allah that manifests in the merciful. But they say it's better to say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أكتب. Why? Why? Has. Caging. It's called caging in the Arabic language. That I'm not going to write in any other name but what? But because of it, if you say, Aktu, I write in the name of Allah, the beneficent and the merciful, hypothetically, and, whether the Father, Son, and Holy, whatever, and, space, fill the space. But when I say, Bismillah Aktu, normally this is called caging, you cannot add anything after the verb. Arabic grammar speak, you cannot. Anybody who has this statement doesn't know. Because you caged, you made it exclusive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah, Allah is the name. Ismullah, lafdul jalal al-alam. That every name of Allah describes that name. See, Ar-Rahman describes Allah. Ar-Rahim describes Allah. Al-Malik describes Allah. Asma al-Husna, all these beautiful names of Allah, all the attributes describe Allah. Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. The scholars differed between them and they said, Ar-Rahman sifa to that. Ar-Rahim sifa to that. Ar-Rahman is a noun, a name pertaining to the essence of Allah. And subhanAllah, Allah made it equal to His name. قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَن. This is why we're not allowed to call ourselves Rahman. Or Rahman. You can't, because the name of Rahman is a noun, a name pertaining to the essence of Allah. Ismu that. Ar-Rahim ismu that, pertaining to the action. That's why you can call somebody Rahim. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ But Rahman, he can't. And subhanAllah, there is somebody who called himself Rahman, right? Huh? You don't know him? Man. Who called himself? Man sama nafsahu Rahman? في التاريخ. Rahman يا man. مسيلمة. SubhanAllah, he is known in history by مسيلمة what? الكذاب. مسيلمة the liar. مسيلمة الكذاب. SubhanAllah, he called it the Anna. He used to say, أنا رحمن يا man. Rahman, so Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, both of these, ya ikhwan, are names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which establish the attribute of mercy, And inshallah, in the night, I expect to see you next Tuesday, memorizing the first part of the introduction, which is I'm rahimaka Allah. أنه يجب علينا أن نتعلم أربع مسائل: العلم وهو معرفة الله ومعرفة نبيه ومعرفة دينه بالأدلة، والعمل به والدعوة إليه والصبر على الأذى فيه. And all of this came في سورة العصر. والعصر إن الإنسان في خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Beautiful, simple stuff. Easy. And if you really want to take on the path of acquiring knowledge in your home, start with the easy stuff. People, when they want to go and learn the deen, he goes and he opens a fat book in Aqeedah that the scholars themselves have a hard time analyzing and breaking it down. And he just want to start learning Aqeedah. He would go into that stuff, heavy stuff. But start with that simple stuff. Simple, easy. And this is why we're asked to teach this to our kids at an early age, because this will give them these introductory steps to have this aqeedah, to have this belief system established in their mind. Any questions, inshallah, before we finish here? Inshallah, next session, I promise, we're going to go just for 20 minutes, and then after that, we'll open a discussion. Inshallah. Any questions? Jazakallahu khairan, subhanallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. الحمد لله رب العالمين.